2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Jordan Love should not go to the NFL. Rivals has arrived. All right, welcome to another episode of Rivals. Scott Mitchell, Jason Buck. Jordan Love, the highly touted quarterback at Utah State, is going to forego the rest of his eligibility and enter the NFL draft. And I think it's an absolute mistake.
It's an absolute mistake. You and I both had the same reaction when we saw that. I mean, I was just like, no! Kid, what advice are you getting?
Well, here's why I think it's a mistake. And I think you need to be going into the draft on an upward trajectory.
Absolutely.
On a high note. You know, yeah. Writing out some really great year. You look at these coaches, you look at players who have, you know, Baker Mayfield, who I don't think is very good, actually rode being at Oklahoma, winning the Heisman Trophy into the first pick in the draft. And yeah. I saw things in him that are coming to fruition now, but the guy was on a high point.
Yeah.
And when you're kind of having a struggling year like Jordan Love had, I just think it's really
– the team struggled and he struggled.
It's really challenging.
Right? Yeah. I watched him. Of course, I didn't follow every single game of his, but I watched him closely on the BYU game. But overall – and he looked really poor in the BYU game and like a totally different athlete than from the year before. The year before, I thought he just –
He looked amazing.
Looked amazing. Yeah.
And what happens? NFL scouts and teams go – what's the fall off?
Yeah.
Right? They go, because you're under pressure. We talk about dealing with pressure all the time when we're on our show here, because we've dealt with it. And they go, here's a guy who expectations were on him, potential Heisman Trophy. I mean, they started this campaign at the beginning of the season for him, and he just fell off a cliff. And so teams go, well, when the spotlight's there, he can't handle it. And the spotlight is always on you as a quarterback in the NFL, and you have to deal with that pressure and that spotlight and thrive in it. And it throws a major caution flag up when you're struggling and you're not really you want to see yourself continue to get better and better, and you're trending as, hey, he hasn't even reached his potential yet.
Right.
You look at Jake Browning. When he was at Washington, and he started as a freshman, you know, and they were amazing. Go to college football playoffs, and every year he just declined and he declined. And so you have to ask yourself, did this guy peak? Did he peak when he was in college? Because you don't want guys peaking. You want guys that have a major, major upside past college. And like Jason, for you, you were – you know, you'd won the Heisman – or not the Heisman. It's the equivalent of the Heisman, the Outland Trophy. And you were on this massive trajectory when you left BYU.
Yeah, and the timing was right. We'd had to come off the national championship 2 years before, you know, went to the Citrus Bowl against Ohio State my junior year. Yeah, I had a great trajectory going in. But, man, you go in there, and once you learn this, you didn't realize it coming out of college, honestly. I mean, you started meeting scouts and going through all the workouts and everything. But those teams have an entire staff of a scouting department analyzing every play you play in for, you know, a year at least, right? They go back a couple years, and the coaching staff. So they'll catch it if you have one dog play, right? And they overanalyze it. And you get the weird scouts that overanalyze it. So this guy's going to get picked apart, and like you said, the team doesn't have anything to brag about. It's not like they were 11-2 a few years ago when Gary won the WAC, you know, the WAC Mountain West Championship, and they're coming off on a peak, and he had a great year. I don't even know. I mean, he could maybe not even get drafted, but definitely in the later rounds.
Yeah, and what happens is the first round money is good, right? Yeah. And if you go, you need to go later, you're still going to get paid decent money.
Yeah, three rounds.
But you're not going to have the same opportunity early on. A lot of guys prove that they can play. Just a harder road. It's just a harder road when you're not a guy that people like. And what happens is you see these players, and it's at all positions. They're high round draft picks, and they don't work out at a team.
Yeah.
And then they go somewhere else, but they get to go to somewhere else because they were that high round draft pick.
Right.
And they go, this team didn't use him right, or didn't fit in with what was happening, or wasn't coached well, or we know that there's talent here, and we're going to take advantage of that. But if you're not that early round pick and you're a third or fourth round guy, it's almost like you kind of get one shot.
Yep.
And your one shot's limited because you're not going to be the guy. You're not going to be the guy.
No.
So he goes, well, I'm just telling you, get yourself and the other thing that he'll be able to show by coming back is he can go to the Senior Bowl. And so he can be around these coaches, and that makes a huge difference with a guy when they can kind of really kick the tires and take it for a spin, and you're in meetings and you see how a guy preps for a game, you see how he practices every day. A lot of guys do themselves well when they go to the Senior Bowl.
Yeah.
So
he can do nothing from what he did this year. There's literally no risk for him in this. In staying, he can do nothing but improve his chances by staying and playing another year.
And he can go. He's a grad transfer guy, so he can go and he can go to another school. He can fit, you know, get in the right situation where it fits for you and move on. But I'd be somewhat skeptical going into the NFL draft.
Yeah.
This would.
100%.
All right. This round of Rivals over. He's Jason Buck. I'm Scott Mitchell, powered by KSLSports.com. Find us on Facebook at the Helm, not that one, at the Rivals Podcast, Twitter at the Rivals Show. And drive safely and have your pet spayed or neutered, according to Bob Barker. That's an important thing in the world.
You reached out there so far.
Yes. And whatever you do, by all means, wear clean underwear, because you never know what's going to happen today. Best advice I ever got from my mother. And above all else, don't act like Jason Buck.